Come buy my new ballot, I have it in my wallet, but 'twill not, I fear, please every palate. Then mark what in sooth, I swear by my youth, that every line in my ballad is truth. A ballad of wit, a brave ballad of worth, 'tis newly printed and newly come forth. 'Twas made of a cloak that fell out with a gown that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. I'll tell you in brief a story of grief which happened when Cloak was commander-in-chief. It tore common prayers, imprisoned lord mayors. In one day it voted down prelates and players. It made people in point of obedience, and the covenant did cut off the oath of allegiance. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. It was a black cloak, in good time be it spoke, that killed many thousands but never struck stroke. With hatchet and rope, the forlorn hope did join with the devil to pull down the Pope. It set all the sects in the city to work, and rather than fail, 'twould have brought in the Turk. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. It seized on the tower guns, those fierce demigorgons. It brought in the bagpipes and pulled down the organs. The pulpits did smoke, the churches did choke, and all our religion was turned to a cloak. It brought in lay elders, could not write nor read. It set public faith up and pulled down the creed. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. This pious impostor such fury did foster, it left us no penny nor no paternoster. It threw to the ground 10 commandments down, and set up twice 20 times 10 of its own. It routed the king and villains elected to plunder all those whom they thought disaffected. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. To blind people's eyes, this cloak was so wise, it took off ship money but set up excise. Men brought in their plate for reasons of state and gave it to Tom Trumpeter and his mate. In pamphlets it writ many specious epistles to cozen poor wenches of bodkins and whistles. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. In pulpits it moved and was much approved for crying out, fight the Lord battle beloved. It bobtailed the gown, put prelacy down, it trod on the mitre to reach at the crown. And into the field it an army did bring to aim at the council, but shot at the king. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. It raised up states whose politic pates do new keep their quarters on the city gates. To father and mother, to sister and brother, it gave a commission to kill one another. It took up men's horses at very low rates and plundered our goods to secure our estates. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. This cloak did proceed to a damnable deed. It made the best mirror of majesty bleed. Though Cloak did not do it, he set it on foot by rallying and calling his journeymen to it. For never had come such a bloody disaster if Cloak had not first drawn a sword to his master. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. Though some of them went hence by sorrowful sentence, this lofty long cloak is not moved to repentance. But he and his men, 20,000 times 10, are plotting to do their tricks over again. But let this proud cloak to authority stoop, or Catch will provide him a button and loop. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that basely did sever the head from the crown. Let's pray that the king and his parliament in sacred and secular things may consent, so righteously firm and religiously free that papists and atheists suppressed may be. And as there's one deity both overreign us, one faith and one form and one church may contain us, then peace, truth, and plenty our kingdom will crown, and all popish plots and their plotters shall down.